Well, hello, people. Now, you'd think the media would have a day off with pushing the propaganda, but they don't. It's every day. And it's all gobbledygook and Femon orientated. So here's a made-up story. I'll put a link down below. They believe it's a real story, of course. But apparently this Femon was a nun. But she changed her career to something more important. To help Femons have an orgasm. Yes, doing God's work isn't good enough, but making sure Femons have a good orgasm is very important. Can you actually believe this gobbledygook? So you only have to start reading the story a little bit to find out she really wasn't a nun. She was just training, probably just checking a couple of books on it, that's all. But notice how they pick the sort of traditional Femon. They don't pick the overweight one or the ugly one. What do you think they would do with all their diversity they're going on about? But they don't, do they? And these are the same sort of stories where you see a teacher in a primary school has been fired because they found out she had an OnlyFans page. But they always say, I got the last laugh because I'm making so much money per week now. Far more than a teacher. That's all gobbledygook too. This apparently was when she was younger. Have no idea what she's doing there. And frankly, I don't care. Anyway, here's another picture and everything just seems to be a load of fun. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, I used to be a vicar, but I decided I wanted to do MGTOW work. And if you believe that, I got some land on the moon you can buy. But let's talk about something else. Now, as you know, there's a conflict going on at the moment. And that's a good time for the media to spin some news. Apparently, they're shocked and horrored that some Femons have died in this conflict. Well, I'm afraid everybody dies in a conflict, including Femons. That's what happens in conflicts. And now they're saying about Femons have been kidnapped. That also happens in all the conflicts throughout history. When people invade a country, they take the available Femons for breeding purposes. It's nothing new. But the majority of people that are suffering really are going to be men, of course. But there's no real mention of them at all. Even in a conflict, they have to push the narrative. Of course, I don't watch the news at all anymore, or read papers or anything, because I'm tired of Femons being shoved in my face all the time. Mostly all the newsreaders now are Femon, talking about Femons. Anyway, guys, listen, I was at a family do yesterday, and there was a husband and wife that were there, had been there for many, many years. And the Femon did nothing but berate her husband and belittle him at this family do. Now, no surprise there, she's done it every time. I mean, is she doing it to try and build herself up or something? Or just to knock him down? We've probably all seen this happen many times. Just once, I'd love him to stand there and tell her to shut the hell up. And he would get a resounding applause from everybody else. But up to now, he never has. Hey guys, don't be one of those men. Nobody will respect you, not even your wife. Take it easy, fellas.